We live in a world where technology brings us closer to each other and closer to the game. Technology is transforming our lives and can help us make smarter decisions for how we live, work, and play. Even the simplest of tasks in our daily lives, like exercising and entertainment, are all reliant on technology. In business and in sports, every day, new technologies are changing the way decisions are made.
After reviewing the play, the ruling on the field has been changed.
Science, technology, engineering, and math. Never before has the need for developing knowledge and skills in these areas been so great. Students embracing this today will be successful inventors, entrepreneurs, and leaders tomorrow. This is why the Broncos, in partnership with Arrow Electronics, are passionately committed to helping tackle STEM.
When we first started the Tackle STEM program, it was really founded in the notion of using the popularity of our brand to drive and further engagement opportunities as well as rewards and recognition around STEM. And the partnership with First Robotics and Aero, frankly, delivers on all three of those levels.
The largest value of Arrow Electronics partnering with organizations like the Denver Broncos Tackle STEM program and First Robotics is about getting in front of our future innovators. So something we always say is we're looking to guide future innovators forward.
What really drove us to Colorado First and First Robotics is this notion of competing and competing as teams for championships. Those are two great values that are intertwined with our organization as well.
The programs begin with robotic Legos competitions to introduce kids to basic engineering ideas and progress to advanced robotics challenges for high school students.
We touch over 4,000 kids in Colorado, throughout Colorado, mainly Front Range, but throughout Colorado. We have three different programs that we manage, one that starts in kindergarten that really introduces kids to STEM. That's Legos based, so it's really something they're familiar with. Then 4th through 8th, it steps up a little bit. They have a Legos Mindstorm robot they actually program. And it's programmed to go out on a field and do certain tasks. Then you go to the final program, First Robotics Competition, 9 through 12. And these are really complicated robots. They have 6 weeks to learn the game, learn the challenge, to design, debug, build, program this 100-pound robot that does very complicated things.
The Broncos and Arrows' commitment to STEM and Colorado First extends beyond the front office and onto the field, where players like long snapper Casey Kreider see the value of science and engineering in his chosen profession. Before joining the Broncos, Casey was a high school science teacher.
I know when I was teaching, we did some lessons on speed, velocity, with long snapping. This was intro to some of that stuff. And as you got higher, you could look at rotations. You could look at all sorts of things. So I think with long snapping, you can apply it. I was even talking to the turf management guys, and they were saying that the turf is specifically designed to withstand certain forces. The gravel they use is shaped a certain way, so the ground holds when it's pushed off of with all the force football players have. It was really interesting. So I think it's important to look at those things in the sport.
When Kreider addresses students, he encourages them to see the value of science and technology in their lives and to consider a career which includes STEM programs.
I really wish I knew what engineering was. When I was in high school, I kind of thought engineering was just let's solve math problems. As I get older, I see it as problem solving. If I would have known the true meaning of engineering, I would have taken more engineering classes. I think STEM's important because in today's society, students don't really have the opportunity to be creative, use their imagination. And I think STEM gives them that. They have a chance to use their imagination, push the limits, and just kind of think of things people probably don't ever think of.
In addition to the significant challenge of designing, building, and programming an FRC robot, even after qualifying for the first championship, an additional challenge for the students is raising the money to travel to the first championship. For that, Casey has a special announcement.
I'm pleased to announce that this year, the Denver Broncos Tackle STEM program, in partnership with Arrow Electronics, will be supporting a Colorado First Robotics Competition team competing at the first championship. More specifically, we will fund their trip up to $7,500 as they represent Broncos country in this international competition.
The Broncos, Arrow Electronics, and Colorado First, embracing students and committed to tackling STEM education.
Good luck to all Colorado FIRST Robotics competition teams this year.